You know, it's easy to get confused sometimes because, I don't know, when I was growing up, Ascension was on Thursday, right? We had Ascension Thursday. And then it was a holy day of obligation. And so then the bishops decided, oh my gosh, people aren't coming. Let's just move it to the Sunday. So poor guy was reading the seventh Sunday of Easter, which is understandable because in some dioceses, they do the seventh Sunday of Easter and they still do Ascension Thursday, but not here. The Spirit works in many ways. We have with us today, we're going to do a special blessing at the end of Mass, Art and Jean Taylor, who are, is it today or when is it going to be?
It was actually Friday.
It was actually Friday. So, oh my God, whatever. 50 years of marriage. 50th anniversary. So don't you think I should ask them questions today? So let me ask you this. When we have on our website the baptism, right? And it says the parents are the first teachers of children of the faith. Has that been your case? Your parents are in each other in your marriage? A little? Have you preached at Art?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He preaches to you, too. Do you preach in the name of Jesus of repentance and forgiveness of sins?
That would be a good idea.
But how could you last in 50 years of marriage if you don't forgive each other, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Not that you did anything that needed to be forgiven for. Go to all nations and preach the name in my name. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Preach the kingdom of God. Well, I've gotten to go to China and to Vietnam and to England, even New Orleans. And yeah. But that's easy compared to doing that in the home, isn't it? Yeah. We parents, families, are the place of faith, the place where faith is born and nurtured and given. Do we preach forgiveness for one another? Do we forgive the person who we can't believe voted for that person? It's ambiguous, isn't it? It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. And I wasn't kidding when I said, oh, it's a little messy today. Christian life is very messy. It's very messy. When I was working in RCIA in Chicago and doing adult baptisms there, we were telling people, you're going to get water poured all over your head, you know? RCIA people here? The neophytes? Yeah. And one of the neophytes, one of the people in RCIA, this was in Chicago, said to me, before I was a priest, but Jim, if he does that, he's going to mess up my hair. And I said, well, following Jesus is messy. It is. We preach to the ends of the earth, but that begins in the family. And I think sometimes it's harder than any other place to preach in the world is within our own homes. Because if we're going to do it, we have to be able to live it. I mean, you guys think I'm wonderful, right? I mean, and rightfully so. Okay. But ask my brothers in the Jesuit community. You know, it's a little more real in some ways there because we live with each other. And we learn to love and forgive 70 other people in our lives. It's not an easy thing. But Jesus said, the Father is going to send us the promise, the Spirit, which we'll celebrate in a special way next Pentecost, because it's not like it hasn't already happened, right? But we'll celebrate that in a special way. What is the promise you need from God in order to be able to do that? Not to preach repentance, forgiveness, not only to the ends of the earth, but in your homes and in our daily lives. What is it that we need from the Spirit to give us to be the people who live the message, not with our words, but with our lives? One of the priests I knew when I had a sabbatical in Taipei, by the way, pray for the church in China. There's a lot of persecution going on. But he had been in the prison in the mainland for 30 years and was finally released, and he was let go, and he lived in Taiwan. The most gentle soul, the most gentle soul who radiated God's love and God's forgiveness, God's compassion. I didn't think that would be possible after 30 years in prison. But it was. But it was, because Jesus was his anchor. The Spirit was his anchor. The promise of God the Father was his anchor. Let us be anchored, as Jesus has risen in heaven, let us be anchored here on earth with the Spirit to do the work that Jesus has asked us to do, to go to all nations and to our homes, to preach the good news and the repentance for the forgiveness of sins.